anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion and comes after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The measure targets individuals and businesses. The Dow is down 87 points and the NASDAQ is losing 123 points. This is SRN News.
A new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is calling on Republicans within the Senate, especially Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, to take up the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas is the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. House passed articles of impeachment against him last week regarding the border crisis. Tuberville has joined 13 other Republican senators in a letter to McConnell, saying it's imperative that Senate Republicans prepare to fully engage in the constitutional duty of holding a trial in the Senate since Mayorkas has been impeached in the House. Alabama's other Senator Katie Britt did not sign on to the letter or express opinions regarding Mayorkas in this matter. However, Britt has gone down to the U.S.-Mexico border and called it out of control. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A 17-year-old out of Foley is going to be charged as an adult for picking up a 6-year-old girl and throwing her into a fire and holding her there. The girl was burned, along with her mother, who sought to pull the girl from those flames. A judge has set bond at $500,000 for the teen. He is also being charged with attempted murder. The teen's name is not being released to the public due to his age. Two Limestone correctional officers are charged with assault of an inmate. Samuel Dial and Jesse Cobb are indicted for beating inmate William Rinesmith with a broomstick. The Alabama Department of Corrections say that Dial and Cobb turned themselves in for charges and are currently out on bond. Rinesmith remains at a prison medical center. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hi, Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
But beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you, the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, flying solo today, but we've got some great guests joining me in the 2 o'clock hour. Congressman Gary Palmer will be in the studio. And even with that Trump endorsement, I think Gary Palmer is paying attention to Jerick Wilkins, his competitor. So look forward to talking to Congressman Palmer coming up. But first, as is tradition now on Wednesdays, let's talk to Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show. They're in the Mobile area, also editor-in-chief at 1819 News. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well, Joey. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being on the program. So you were at the State House as they were doing business today?
Yeah, as they were doing business. Now the House is in recess. Senate, I guess, will gavel in this afternoon. But the gambling bill is out of the House, and imagining a holding pattern at the Atlanta airport because of a storm. The storm clears out, and then all of a sudden the holding pattern's gone and everything's getting chaotic. That's where we are at the State House right now.
Now, and it seems, and this is from my checking with folks in the Senate, this does seem like an uphill battle. What are really the stumbling blocks there in the Senate for this legislation?
The Senate wants to do their thing, you know. Like the Senate has their bill, they're not going to be bossed around, pushed around by the House. It's always been that way. There's always been just a little bit of friction between the two chambers. So I think that's a little bit of it. But look, when the Senate passed gambling, a couple of years ago, Joey, it was a much different Senate. The members were different. They had different views on gambling and gaming.
Right.
And you can't expect, I mean, it's not going to be the same. So there's just a bunch of little things. A lot of it's just local, like where the casinos go. A bunch of little things that I think kind of add up and make this a very, very hard sell upstairs at the Senate.
Well, and doesn't politics come into this in the sense that if this constitutional amendment to legalize gaming is on the ballot in November, this November, with a presidential election year, isn't that a huge turnout encouragement for Democrats?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons your state senator, Will Barfoot, is probably against it, because it will drive Democrat turnout in an election cycle where you do have, you know, it's rare in Alabama, but you have a congressional seat that is up for grabs. You don't want to give the Democrats any help by making this be the gambling election. You want it to be the referendum on Joe Biden, right?
Right.
There's just not the enthusiasm there.
Yeah, and I have to say, Dale Jackson, don't often mention other hosts, but Dale Jackson giving it to, was his Blackshear is his name from Phoenix City? That was
a
fascinating back and forth. And I think Dale really drove home a great point that there are a lot of folks who seem like they are happy with gambling being these poor counties that's always been in, illegally or in a gray legal area, but don't bring it to my backyard. That's a hell of a thing.
No, wasn't that something, though? Phoenix City, known, in the 40s and 50s, it's just a lawless place, so bad that Governor Gordon Persons had to call in the National Guard after they assassinated Albert Patterson, who was going to be the attorney general who ran on cleaning up Phoenix City. And, I mean, part of that Phoenix City story is why gambling is such a difficult thing in the state to really get a hold of. I mean, you know, in the 90s even, and when they started talking about legalizing gambling in Alabama, I mean, you would the old-timers would remember Phoenix City and just the corruption and the cultural rot that occurred because of that, for that reason, would oppose gambling. And that's why it had such a hard time, because the memories were long. And I think it's kind of ironic now, in 2024, man, that was 70 years ago. But the guy who's leading the charge, by far away, the architect of this bill, is the member from Phoenix City.
Yeah, the irony is rich. But, on occasion, the platform y'all give me at 1819news.com to write an op-ed, I'll take the time to say, hey, Alabama should do this. Alabama, the legislature should do that. One that I got response from immediately, and I want to give credit where it's due, is Philip Insler, Democrat here, who's, I think, technically my House representative. And when I called for making swatting a felony, I think he took up the mantle. That passed the House. I think it's going to the Senate. So do you think that's a good idea, actually bringing this up to a felony charge of swatting?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably got to be done, because it happens. And it's not just a nuisance call, right? This is malicious. This threatens public safety. I mean, somebody could get shot. It also takes away resources from what could be a real emergency. So, I mean, in this day and age when people are doing this as a tactic to get at people they don't like, I think it's absolutely appropriate to raise the penalty and make it a felony.
And sometimes it's the best stuff out of a legislative session, that it doesn't have to be these massive, huge changes, these massive bills. It can be a lot of little tweaks of the system where actual things get done, but they don't always make headlines. So this one with swatting being in the news. Now, this week, Jeff, I don't know if you noticed, I tried to say Alabama should look into, buy Bitcoin, and it's been crickets. Nobody cares. And so I really, though, I'm frustrated in the sense I tried to keep it short, simple. I'm not trying to explain Bitcoin. I'm just saying this looks like it's going to be the future. It ain't going away, especially with all this institutional money now through these Bitcoin ETFs flowing in. It just makes sense to me that it lets at least set up some group to look into this and how the state can leverage this new tech. Am I crazy?
Well, no, but I mean, look at the average age in the House and the Senate. I mean, cryptocurrency is hard, I think it's a cultural thing that you're going to have to overcome to get people to buy into it. Because It's just something a lot of people don't understand. Are Joey, they're against it philosophically because they like the fiat currency, and they you know, they just, they're protecting kind of the status quo as well.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of smart cookies up there, but I think hit the nail on the head there. But I still think it's the future, especially now that you're seeing institutional players start to jump in. Something's got to give, and I'm not saying I have all the answers or that I want to, you know, educate everybody on it. We just need to start going in that direction. I mean, we're in the cutting edge on space and helping the space industry, so why not on this new tech? But
I mean, just say this, Joey. I mean, what is Alabama on the cutting edge of? I mean, maybe college football. No, this is a serious question. We always seem to be kind of one or two steps behind. This is true with, like, school choice, or it's true with getting the COVID mask mandates rescinded. I mean, we're always just a little bit behind, right, to see somebody else to make the first move.
Exactly right. Well, and I guess with the space program, we had a lot of German immigrants that were brought over. So that probably helped move us in that direction at that time. Yeah, it worked out. Again, folks, we're talking to Jeff Poor. Have you heard much about any change to the authority of the state health officer, not just Scott Harris in particular, but going forward? Are we going to democratize this a little more? Hearing any buzz about that?
I mean, I think if you were to expect it to happen this year, we wouldn't have needed to hear about it a little bit more at this point. I kind of wrote a thing kind of assessing the state of the legislature right now. And I mean, to be very bullish on school choice and bullish on a lot of conservative things, this one I'm not so much, because to get this out of the gate, it probably needed to be pre-filed like a month ago at minimum to get it moving. And it just doesn't, there's no movement right now. And it's hard to see how this makes it anywhere by the end of the session.
Well, I keep telling folks, it's the legislature here, or certainly in D.C., it's kind of like high school, except they're adults with money and power. And it's an interesting thing. You do have to play along, I think, to at least have people hear you out going forward. So,
yeah. There's so much to that. But and you have, like, kind of a king of the castle, though, too, with the legislature. And you have to play by their rules. I mean, it is a fascinating place with all its subcultures and subgroups and who's in charge and the lobbyists. And I don't know, but the thing's always fascinated me, Joey. I know we're going along here. And it's like, I never really fully understood how the state kind of worked together. And it's very tribal. We talk about the Wiregrass. We talk about the Shoals. We talk about Sand Mountain. We talk about the coast. And like, these are very distinct places on the map, and they have very distinct people that live there. But somehow or another, they all come to Montgomery for 3 months a year, and all sort of make it work.
Yeah, well, define work. Like, but
we haven't ceased to exist. So
fair enough.
You know, that's the accomplishment there.
And before I let you go, I'm seeing a big headline here, getting some traction on T19 News. Is Club for Growth, a huge $580,000 media buy in the AL1 race, backing Barry Moore. Do you think this moves the needle a little?
I don't know. There's a lot of people who are really anti-Club for Growthers out there. It's something I completely don't understand. But, like, the Jerry Carl folks, and we got a story coming up at 2 o'clock about this, are really making this... This is the October surprise they have been waiting for. Mm. Club for Growth is going to sink Barry Moore by their mere association. I just don't think people care that much. I think people's feelings of Club for Growth are mixed at best. I don't think it's like some shadowy Soros, you know, left wing institution coming to back you. It's just Club for Growth, and you know, it's no different than BCA Alpha or any other of the alphabet soup that get into politics.
Yeah, and I guess we'll see where that goes, because there are a lot of Freedom Caucus folks stumping for Barry, right? Too, like Jim Jordan comes to mind.
Jim Jordan, I know Gates is coming to town. I know Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, a lot of those kind of So those names that aren't necessarily favorites of the establishment, they sometimes get their name, they sometimes get in trouble for what they do. Don't be surprised here in the closing days if you don't see them appearing alongside Barry Moore at some of these events. Now, who could Jerry Carl bring in? I don't know the answer to that question, but Barry Moore really leaning on some of his colleagues to go to bat for him.
Well, I always appreciate your time, Jeff. If folks want to check out what you're right about thinking about, how can they do so?
It's twitter.com/Jeff_Poor. Just check it out, and I usually one-stop shop clearinghouse there.
Well, thank you again, sir, and until next week. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Again, folks, Jeff Poor, check out 1819news.com as well. He is the editor-in-chief behind this growing, this new venture in Alabama media. Happy to be part of it. Small part. I feel like I'm the black sheep kind of everywhere I go, but that I think it's more to do with me than anybody else. 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, again, Gary Palmer stopping by, Congressman Gary Palmer, at 2 o'clock. And in the meantime, we got plenty to get to today, including kind of a recap of this town hall with Donald John Trump last night with Laura Ingraham on Fox News. And Trump looked comfortable. He looked like he was in his own space, and he had some very good lines. And I'm not even talking about zingers or insults or name-calling anything. I think Trump carried himself in an interesting way. Like I've been saying, I thought the guy kind of lost his fastball early on when he announced right after the midterm elections. But it seems like the fastball is back. And a new and improved Donald Trump, though that doesn't mean anything to anybody who buys into the fact that, the Russian hoax, they're still pushing it. Because they can. It's really amazing how corrupt oligarchs in America are able to get away with their dirty deeds done dirt cheap, scot-free, by pointing at other damn dirty oligarchs all around the world. Really is remarkable. We'll get to that. Of course, the Fed is having a bit of a problem kind of backing itself into the corner. And there's a brilliant article in Zero Hedge this morning that I think explains also this disconnect you see with the polling of where Americans feel the economy is and, well, what the so-called headline numbers are. Well, the Fed's big problem is there are two economies, but only one interest rate. So, you know, if you're sitting on a bunch of assets, if you're sitting on a bunch of property or securities, whatever it is, if you're sitting in big asset classes, yeah, and your assets are probably becoming more valuable on paper. What's the problem? But if you're on fixed income, say in retirement, or maybe you're working class, just getting by, especially I think small business owners are sensitive to the inflation and the problems we're seeing. Well, I think that explains the disconnect. And also the fact that, well, the government's labor statistics office is lying constantly. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And people are now seeing actual reality in their everyday life. And they believe their own eyes more so than the so-called experts. Well, a lot of us do. Some still, you know, curl up, suck their thumb, and watch MSNBC in the morning. Good for y'all. And by the way, I don't watch Fox and Friends. That's crap, too. Just turn off the early morning news shows. They're just not good for your health, folks. And certainly not good for your brain, Dad. It's going to atrophy your brain, Mom and Dad. Grandpa, don't be doing that. Why don't you read a book instead of that prepackaged corporate nonsense being thrown your way every day? That's just my humble advice. Of course, we can also get into the fallout from these latest rulings against Donald John Trump. Ukraine just lost a major battle as the Russians are moving, I believe, on 7 different attack vectors across the front. So they're starting to heat up, moving slowly in the spring, and it looks like that will lead to momentum in the summer. I'm not really sure if $60 billion more in weapons is actually going to stop the Russian advance, given the Ukrainians' problem now is manpower. Now, there's rumors of Polish, say, reservist, or there are plenty of folks from all over the world. You know, that last Ukrainian offensive that was successful. They kind of kicked the Russians out of the Kharkiv area when they pushed the Russians back across the river in the Kherson region. That wasn't just Ukrainians. It was a lot of different folks, a coalition of the willing, volunteers, let's say, from all over the world. Some might be rightfully called even mercenaries. But if the manpower is the problem, and the Russians are now throwing waves of conscript troops at the Ukrainians, I just don't buy that the $60 billion would actually win the war. I never thought any amount of money would actually allow Ukraine to win the war. And so we come back to the idea that, well, the policy all along is to the last Ukrainian. It's not about Ukraine winning. It's not about democracy. It's about killing Russians and making a pretty penny at the same time. Just remember, Rand Paul offered an inspector general for all this money. The same guy who's gotten looked in all the rotten corruption in Afghanistan. And the Senate and the Congress, the rest of the Congress said, no, we don't want to track. We don't want that guy tracking things. He's actually good at his job. So, like I said, plenty to get to today, but we got to hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, fellas, as we age as men, as we mature, is a nicer way of putting it, two things can happen in particular. Erectile dysfunction, it's a real thing. If you're having trouble in the bedroom, Montgomery Men's Health can help you. But also one that's very common these days, though a lot of guys don't know they're walking around with this problem, is low testosterone. You know, you could be lacking motivation, feel a lack of energy, you're always tired, feel like you're walking through life through a fog. A decrease in your sex drive, maybe that's causing the ED. It could very well be low testosterone. Knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And because there are a lot of guys walking around who don't know that low T is actually the underlying cause of a lot of their problems, what you should do is go ahead and make a testosterone check and a PSA check. It's a great check for prostate health. Part of your annual health routine as a man. And so the providers of Montgomery Men's Health can help you do just that. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments, if in fact that's your problem, that, well, truly can change a life. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. At number 440-3663, that's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today and be sure to tell them that Joey fella on the radio sent you. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February is the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary. And it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways. You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany. Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany-style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs. And it's just so much. I can't really get across to you what how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. I thought this was one of the better lines of the night, last night, for President Trump. This was, again, a town hall put on by Fox News, hosted by Laura Ingraham. And she brings up this fact that, you know, Trump says, I'm a genie giving wishes, and I want vengeance. Vengeance will be mine. Well, she asked him about the whole vengeance thing, that, you know, Trump's a dictator, is gonna, you know, kill people just like Putin. Well, at least he's like all presidents. We hope he kills people overseas because that's a very presidential act to drop bombs. But here's Trump last night, I think, answering the question quite well.
The question about score settling, a lot of women, you know, they don't, a lot of women voters, they don't like the name calling. They don't like the score settling. They love your policies. And they just want Trump's policies, maybe not so much of the other stuff. So I think that's what the question, well, no, if you don't mind my asking, I think that's what she's getting.
Well, but also you want to say, how do you get together? We're going to get together through success. When this country, the country was at a level that we had the best employment numbers in history. Everything was good. And this country was coming together. Then we got hit with COVID. But this country came together. I don't care about the revenge thing. I know they usually use the word revenge. Will there be revenge? My revenge will be success.
My revenge will be success. That's a nice way to put it. My revenge will be success. It's kind of like, you know, you have a bad relationship, you break up, and there's nothing as sweet as, like, doing well. Especially when you realize your ex is just doing awful. Now, that seems a little cruel, and you probably just go on, live your life, and forget about that person who broke your heart. But there is a little bit of something. Am I wrong in this, gentlemen, ladies? I don't think I am. That success can sometimes be the very best revenge possible. So I think Trump is onto something. Now, he's asked about his, the Nikki Haley problem here. The Nikki Haley problem. Yeah. Well, I don't think it's that big of a problem.
Like this.
Let's see what they have to actually say.
And just in time for your appearance today, there's a new Suffolk poll out just now a few days before the big primary. And among those very likely to vote, you're up over Nikki Haley by close to a 2-1 margin, wow. 63-35.
Crowd likes
today,
that one.
She refused to step aside and said this.
Many of the same politicians who now publicly embrace Trump.
privately dread him. They know what a disaster he's been and will continue to be for our party. Some people used to say I was running because I really wanted to be vice president. I think I've pretty well settled that question.
Has she settled that question?
Well, I settled it about 3 months ago. She's not working. She's here. She's down by 30, 35 points. And everybody knows her. You're not supposed to lose your home state. Shouldn't happen anyway. And she's losing it big. I mean, really, I said Big Lee and Big Lee. Bigly, but we're gonna really do a job. I think that, as you know, when we went to Iowa, we got the biggest margin in the history of the caucus, the biggest. That's a long time.
Why do you think she's staying in the race?
I don't think she knows how to get out, actually. I really don't. She did terribly in New Hampshire. She got the only vote she got was from Democrats.
But she has a lot of money behind her. What do they think they're going
to do? Well, they're trying to hurt me because of the general election. So the Democrats are giving her money, and she's playing into the game. And I think she just can't get herself to get out. She's doing poorly in the polls. Look, if she was doing well, I'd understand it. But she's doing very poorly. She lost in record numbers in Iowa, record numbers in New Hampshire, Nevada. No name. We had no name.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey,
oh,
click
no,
here
no,
to subscribe.
No, shut up. No. This is why I don't watch Fox. Can't even watch him on YouTube. Hey, it's Sean Hannity. Go away, Sean. Go away. I don't want to hear you. He's a nice enough man, but just,
Hey, it's Sean Hannity here.
Okay, Sean. Congratulations on all your success in your future endeavors. And, you know, all the success you've had so far, kind sir. But Trump wasn't done. He was asked about this, war machine. The war machine, he brings it up. This war machine that not only is he fighting against, but he actually calls Russia a war machine. They defeated Hitler, they defeated Napoleon. Now, they probably wouldn't have had an easy time beating Hitler without the help of the United States in particular. I think there are estimates of like a third of the Soviet Union's food, a third of their budget to sustain their war against the Nazis was coming from the United States. And pretty incredible figure. But here is Trump talking about, the Ukraine question. Let's listen in.
How you doing, Mr. President?
Hi, Kelly.
One of the many great things you did in your first term was put America first. One of the many, many great things you did. That isn't the case in the last few years, which is evident with the unnecessary billions of dollars in foreign aid we have given specifically to Ukraine. So what is going to be the solution to fix all of that spending?
Thank you very much, Kelly. Appreciate it. I like that question. I like this guy. I can tell. He's a man of common sense. I'm a man of common sense. You know, they say you're conservative, you're liberal, you're this, you're that. No, we're people of common sense. We need borders. We don't want to give foreign aid to countries that hate us. I mean, we're giving foreign aid to countries that hate us.
Well, I'm going to pause it there because I think up there with my revenge will be success. Success for the country. My revenge will be success. Throw out there, I think this is going to be a continuing line in the campaign. Maybe I'm wrong. It was just throwaway last night. But it says, we're not conservative, we're not liberal, or Republican. No, we're people of common sense. I have a feeling that's going to be a continued phrase going forward. But let's continue to listen.
If you look at the numbers in terms of the billions and even trillions of dollars that we give to foreign aid, and yet we don't protect our own border, we don't protect our own military. We have the greatest, I knocked out ISIS. Everyone said it would take 4 years. It took me 3 months to knock out, totally decimate ISIS. We took out Soleimani. We took out al-Baghdadi. We did a job like nobody's ever done.
So you wouldn't be in favor of giving $60 billion more for Ukraine? Because they said without that money, Ukraine will definitely lose the war, which would then empower Vladimir Putin and endanger our allies.
With the money, they're going to lose.
I guess the thing that bothers me most It would have never happened if I were president.
Oh, it did happen. So what are you going to do about it?
But it would have never happened. Putin would have never done it for two reasons. Number one, I said, don't do it. He would never have done it. And the other reason was oil prices were low. At $40 a barrel, it doesn't work. At $100 a barrel, he made a fortune during this war. So what I would do is, first thing I get on the phone is with the European nations who are in for 25% of what we're in. We're in for over $200 billion. They're in for $35 billion.
We spent about $100 billion so far, but it will be $160.
It's a difference of $150 billion. They've got to start paying up. You know, it affects them much more than it affects us. We have an ocean in between us. They don't have that ocean in between. They have to start paying up. And you know why they haven't paid? Because nobody asked them. Biden doesn't call. Does Biden lie awake at night, sleeping, cursing? He turns for another reason, not for the reason we're talking about. Sweating, saying, we got to get more. We've got to get them to pay up because there's $150 billion difference. I feel very bad. Remember this. You're really up against a war machine in Russia. Russia, what they do? They defeated Hitler. They defeated Napoleon. You know, they're a war machine. They're a much bigger country. Orban, who I think is a fantastic guy. A lot of people don't like him because he's a little bit on the tough side. He is the prime minister of Hungary. And he said, and he came out very strongly, they asked him, what's going on? The whole world is collapsing. He said, if the United States elects Donald Trump, it'll all end. Everybody was afraid of Donald Trump. It'll all end.
Yeah, I think, Orban's got a point there. Yeah, you know, Trump really was, I think, unpredictable. And that unpredictability, kept people in line to a degree. Not completely, but to a very large degree, and a heck of a lot better than this current administration. Well, and this administration, isn't it like the Obama administration? But isn't it also kind of like the Bush administration? It's interesting how American foreign policy, how so many other policies don't change, even though we change presidents and the Congress, the pendulum swings back and forth, and yeah, there are small differences, but the general trends, well, we just continue on the way we're going. Yeah, it's often, especially in the realm of foreign policy, why is it that presidents are so curtailed? How does this bureaucracy curtail a president who wants to make big decisions as the people's representative, as the people's executive? Well, one trick they do is they'll present a president, say, with three options when it comes to military action. You have three options, sir, and they will give two options that are so bat crap crazy that nobody, not even Trump, would choose these two options, which leaves you with that third and final option, which is just continuing the policy as it's always been. It's interesting how that works. And if you truly try to fight back, if you truly try to push back against the false choices, the array of false choices presented by the administrative state and the interagency process, it's like the holy grail. When it comes to the administrative state, our interagency process here, we assembled a committee and we made decisions, even though nobody elected any one of our asses. So we'll see. We'll see indeed. But I got to hit a quick break here. First, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, Ashley and that fantastic team she's put together are ready to help you out, especially as we're starting to turn the corner. Things are getting a little bit warmer. And there's a lot of moisture stuck in the ground after the last few weeks. Well, that means termites are probably stirring. The termites love the moisture. The termites love when it starts to heat up a little bit. Same thing with fire ants. And so many of these nasty little critters that might be bedeviling your yard or trying to get inside your home or about to destroy your home in the case of termites. You know, and here's the deal. Did you know that homeowners insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? But that's okay because Pest Pro Services is ready to protect your most costly investment, your home. And you got to ask them, but if you ask them, you can get a free termite inspection and estimate. And given that termite damage isn't covered by insurance, why not just pay for the treatment on a preventative basis? And so they can lay down bait. Man, that was a heck of a sneeze outside the studio. They can lay down bait, and those termites will hit that bait before they ever hit your property. Pest Pro will know. They'll come out and take care of the problem before you have even more expensive problems. And after working with Pest Pro, you're going to want them as your everyday pest control company. So call them today, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team there that Joey from News and Views in the afternoon sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. Red Top, how you doing?
Good, buddy. And I'll just mention this, and I just mentioned earlier for everybody. 5:49 Sunday Eastern Time, land on the moon again. Now.
Wait, is it Sunday? I think it's going to be tomorrow.
What is today? Today?
Today is the 21st. The 22nd's tomorrow.
Okay, so it is
at 5:49. You're right about that. 5:49 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Well, I looked at two sites, and you know they got me confused. Of course, I've been working 7 days a week, so I really don't know what damn day it is.
No, but it's the Nova Sea lander called Odysseus, or Odie for short.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fantastic, and they were smart. They took a ride on a Falcon 9. That's what's been keeping everybody from getting up to the moon is they ain't riding on Elon Musk rockets, which he has so smartly moved to, he moved to Nevada and took his company out of New Jersey. Now, what I'm really calling about is Joe Biden having a record-breaking fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
This week, and I watch, of course, NTD and Newsmax. Joey's a free Newsmax channel that's really kicking butt now. They've added 10 times more live news.
Okay.
And it's worth watching in the evening in NTD. I heard this on both of them about Mitch McConnell and all the Republicans throwing their big money behind Nikki Haley. And really basically saying the same things the Democrats say. And, that doesn't. And they're not going to throw any money behind Donald Trump until Nikki's gone. That's why Nikki is saying she's staying on beyond the South Carolina primary, because he's got a bottomless pit. And there, he's really freaking them out because he's coming on so strong. And, he's just doing too damn good. And, the establishment, the few that are left, hate his ass.
Right. Well, and I'll tell those guys if they're listening, I will never vote for Nikki Haley if you make her the nominee. Never.
No, I won't either.
I don't care how bad the Democrats are. I don't care how bad Joe Biden is. Yada, yada, yada. Never.
Yeah. And then I'll definitely vote for whoever wants to legalize pot. I don't give a damn. If the country goes pot, I'm real damn happy about it as far as I'm concerned. And now everybody's freaking out about Israel's got to hold a ceasefire. 6 weeks and all this. You know what? They're kicking Hamas's ass, and they're about to shut them down in that last city. They're building a wall between there and Egypt. They done caught UN, the United Nations, UNWA or ANWA or something, whatever it is, supporting them, being part of the terrorists, and all the stuff in all the hospitals. Israel's about to wipe them out, and everybody knows it. And this really sets up, a big difference in the Middle East that nobody's wanted, because the two-state solution will never work. That's how we got in this mess to start with. Was it Rabin that came up with that with Bill Clinton? Was it Rabin or who was
it? Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
It might have been the Israeli president who got assassinated. But it was the deal with Clinton that nobody followed. They signed the papers, they walked away, and they said, screw this crap, we ain't never going to do it.
But here could be an issue, Red Top. Maybe it doesn't end there. For instance, there was recently a big, rolled out the red carpet as a meeting between the president of Turkey and president of Egypt. And I know the Jordanian king is trying to get the Israelis to stop. There are a lot of Arab countries that, and Muslim countries in general. Now, I worry that, watch out for Turkey and Egypt working together and others. Let's see if they can keep it boxed in, because some of the stuff they're saying to their local audiences, to their populace, it's pretty unnerving stuff. It could be wider war down the road.
Well, all people in Palestine got to do is let the hostages go. It would be never a war. Israel just said every day, we will stop the war if they let the hostages go. It's as simple as that. You mean out of them damn 2 million people left, there ain't nobody that'll rat on these people? That's what's scary. They're sticking together with the wrong crowd, buddy. It's kind of like Duke and the black people. It's a mental disorder. And it's after saying that, roll tight, go drop.
Yeah. I think you have the wrong read on Duke there, but happy to hear anybody's opinion. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And, one of the biggest parts of your home, which is probably your most costly purchase in life, long-term investments too, is, the roof on your home. The foundation's important. All sorts of bricks and sticks are important. But that roof is crucial. You don't want that caving in on you, leaking, causing long-term damage, say, as you get rot in the attic. And you should be getting basic preventative maintenance every few years. I recommend just go ahead and getting it done every year, especially when you work with River Region Contracting. Because here's the great news. Their inspections and estimates are always free. So whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof, both can have problems. But River Region Contracting can be on top of it for you and their insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof that your insurance company might pay for, they could walk you through that claims process, make it an easy and swift experience, a swift process. You know, they like to educate their customers on their roofs, how to maintain them, how to take care of them. The point is, Todd Clark and the team there at River Region Contracting, the premier roofing contractor here in the River Region, they have your back. So call Todd and his team today, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them, well, you heard about him here on News and Views in the afternoon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
First hour here on a Wednesday, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the conversation, that's 272-9228. But, you know, one more clip from the Trump town hall. You know, he was asked by Laura Ingraham straight up, you know, there are a lot of folks in this crowd who were given ideas on who should be VP. So who are you thinking about, Mr. President? Let's listen in.
The audience has been asked who they think would be a good choice, and various names came up. One of them was, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy. No. He's made a big splash.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis, who's making an appearance today in South Carolina, we just found out. Obviously, Tim Scott, Byron Donalds, and a big presence here for Tulsi Gabbard. Very interesting. And Kristi Noem as well, I should say. Right. Are they all on your short list? And when can we expect that you will announce your choice?
The one thing that always surprises me is that the VP choice has absolutely no impact. It's whoever the president is. It just seems. I remember when Sarah Palin was actually picked, and she did have a big up, and then they just went after her at a level that nobody's seen. The Republicans themselves went after what they did.
But you'll be a one-term president because you've already served, yeah. So you can only serve for one term, although they say you'll never leave office, I assume. Never leave. There'll never be another election
again. Don't do it. He'll never leave. He's never going. Oh, these people. They are crazy.
So for that reason, it is important who you pick.
So I think it's very important. But look, first is that, as we said, it has to do with whoever is, you know, it's a very important position for that reason. You would like to get somebody that could help you from the voter standpoint. And honestly, all of those people are good. They're all good. They're all solid. And I always say, I want people with common sense because there's so many things happening in this country that don't make sense. Who wants an open border? Who wants high interest rates? Who wants all electric vehicles? And they're fine, but you want to have choice. You want to go to combustion. You want to go to any hybrid. I think the hybrid are much better from that standpoint. But we were talking about faucets. We're talking about so much. It's all based on common.